funky.
Good morning, 709 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola morning news. Rain everywhere across the area. Heaviest north of I-10, but it's basically everybody's getting wet right now. I do want to say right here in our parking lot, there's no rain, but I think we're the only place in the county. Joining us now by phone, we have Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2 and the Florida Legislature. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola morning news, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, and it's I'm staring out over Pensacola Bay right now, and it looks beautiful at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's like right at the bay and right just around the bay. It's okay at the moment, but everything else everywhere, that's why you're seeing all that lightning up north. Hey, I wanted to ask you about this because I know you're not, like, you've been kind of working on this, and, you know, Wes Moreno mentioned your name and talking about this just a few minutes ago, but we have a very concerning set of developments with regards to health care for people who are potentially people who have, you know, mental health issues and also addiction issues. We learned about this last week at the Committee of the Whole meeting in Escambia County that there's no intake facility for underinsured non-Baker Act people here in Escambia County. Let's start there. I know you've kind of been working on this a little bit. What do we know about that slice of this problem right now?
So, yes, your statement is correct. After Lakeview stopped accepting inpatient services like drug detox for uninsured residents, the folks that need that and don't have insurance to pay for it, the closest receiving facility I believe is in Panama City or Fort Walton Beach. So that's already a problem that we're trying to address here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And then the updates last week just kind of exacerbated it on steroids.
Yeah, no, this seems like a real problem because obviously we need to have a facility for people who need to detox, and Panama City is not a great viable alternative, obviously, with the travel time, the ability to visit family and friends, all of that kind of stuff. The other slice of the problem that's kind of become more even more pressing in the last few days is that the ability to handle Baker Acts has gone down substantially, or will very shortly go down substantially, right?
Yes, about 40%. Currently in Escambia County, there are two designated receiving facilities by the Department of Children and Families, DCF. One is Baptist Hospital, the other is West Florida Hospital. On average per week, Baptist Hospital receives about 100 Baker Act patients that have to be held for that 72-hour observational period, and West Florida Hospital receives about 70.
Hold on. I did not know it was that high of a number. We have 170 Baker Acts every week between both facilities. Holy smokes!
So there was some information that was shared yesterday on another radio show. That said, about 2,200 have been received by Baptists annually. That's actually the number that has been received by Baptists this year.
Wow. Okay, so this is this is not like Baptist gets 10 and West Florida gets 7 and we're losing the 7. This is a huge, okay, so West Florida is discontinuing their Baker Act intake, in like a week. They gave 2 weeks notice, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I haven't seen the notice letter, but my understanding is it was about 2 weeks' notice to say they will no longer designate themselves as a receiving facility, leaving only Baptists. So the 70-some-odd beds, individuals, patients, however you want to count them, that West Florida is currently receiving and housing will go away, leaving only Baptists, which is Baptist in and of itself is not capable, does not have the capacity to take on that massive increase.
So, I mean, I assume West Florida as a private hospital is not under any obligation to handle this particular service, but I also assume, maybe wrongly, that somehow the state is involved in funding, subsidizing, help alleviate the costs. Help me out here. How do we solve this? Because you can't, Baptist can't just suddenly take 70 more a week, and so they're going to, I don't know where they're going to go, but I mean, is there a solution in sight for this problem?
So yeah, first and foremost, this is not one individual company's or entity's fault. The state and frankly, nationally, we've really lagged behind on behavioral health care, right? So we don't currently have a well set up system to, you know, refund service providers that are providing care for uninsured individuals in their communities. So, I mean, West Florida would not be pulling out if there wasn't right now a situation where they were providing uninsured services to these folks and weren't getting paid for it and had to go spend resources as a private for-profit company to provide these resources. You know, my gripe, if anything, with West Florida is not the fact that they're, you know, saying they no longer want to provide this care, that they're not fairly being reimbursed for by the state or the federal government. It's that they're giving us 2 weeks' notice to try and figure out a plan between EMS, the county, and our sheriff's department.
Yeah, the 2 weeks is extraordinarily sudden. And I'm just trying to think about the practical implications here. You know, if you're a sheriff's officer, I guess you just, if they are not committing a crime, you just leave them. And if you're EMS and you've got them in your, you can't, I mean, you can't drop a patient once you've got, what does EMS do? They go to Fort Walton? I mean, what's their alternative?
So this is the my understanding, and I could be wrong on the specific number, but my understanding is that this is the seventh hospital owned by HCA in the state of Florida, because West Florida is owned by a company called HCA.
Okay.
That has pulled out, that has notified DCF and or pulled out of you know, being treated as a designated receiving facility for Baker Act patients. And what has happened in other communities in South and Central Florida is that counties have had to take on the burden. Counties have had to foot the bill for setting up temporary housing or some type of temporary care facility to offset the burden that's placed on them by the sudden, you know, decrease, massive decrease in capacity. What I can say is that, you know, I'm in regular communication with Senator Broxton. Senator Broxton is very savvy at the funding aspects in our state budget. He's already working with leaders in the state Senate on trying to figure out if there is a method to help offset this burden that's going to be shifted onto the county very soon. And
good.
Hopefully we can come up with a plan that will help offset the financial burdens that our sheriffs and EMS and county is about to incur because of the number of folks that, you know, won't have a place to go once Baptist almost immediately fills up with
wow.
this new capacity issue.
Well, I mean, it's good to be able to find some funding, but I mean, the county's just not set up. We don't have the people in the place to do this, you know. So this is, all right, well, you know, this is the problem that we're dealing with. Alex Andrade, State Representative for District 2. Alex, thanks for the information. Thanks for working on it, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew.